Fascinating. I'll have to see some pictures, but could Stormy Daniels put on a Trump suit? Very dubious claim, I have to say. Fakeable, yes, maybe in certain circumstances, but there's no way. But I'm open to evidence. Yoga Matt says, every time you pay for TV, you give them money to continue destroying the US. Well, America is the challenger, and the challenger must be destroyed. So you remember the space shuttle? You got the space shuttles are in a sequence, and it tells a story, and it's all really explained succinctly by William Cooper, where he breaks down the Masonic symbolism in the moon landing and in the space program. And he says it's a Columbian endeavor to discover Atlantis, and all challengers will be destroyed. So we put this out there that this is the story. And if you look at their basic myth, their sun god gets destroyed. He's the challenger to the darkness. He gets destroyed, gets put back together, and he's reborn. But I think that in the context of the world stage as it is, America's the challenger, America's the outlier, America's the pariah in so many ways, gun violence being a uniquely American phenomenon on the scale that we have it, it's all been engineered this way. America's a scapegoat for the World Economic Forum. America is the challenger that must, I believe, be destroyed. That's why it's very significant that Twin Towers go up in 68, 33 years later, come down 13 years after. You get the One World Trade Tower. Opens up on 11/3. Challenger blows up 11/3. This Kraken legend of the deep trailer I was showing, 1 minute 13 seconds. 1/1/3, Election Day, the Kraken. All these things are very well integrated, and they're pointing at this thing. This, I would say, whatever this big event is, this big split, it's also perfectly timed.